We'll go back to the beginning of the seventh midah. Yoshuv Yirachameinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come back and have mercy, have rachmanus on us. But it's more than that, as the Talmud Devar explains. Hinei, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mesnai Kamidus Basav Adam, which we learned yesterday, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't act as people. Shem Hichisu Chaveroi, if one person angers another one, Kishu Mitzrat Imoi, after they make up with each other, Mitzrat Ma'at, they make up, so they'll be friends, they'll wave to each other, but they're not going to be friends like they used to be, like Ava HaKademes. Avalim Chata Adam Va'asa Tshuva. However, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's different. If a person does an Aveira, and then he does Tshuva, Ma'alasa Yoysa G'dayla in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's even greater by HaKadosh Baruch Hu than he was earlier. V'hainu, this is what Chazal say, Amokim Shebalei Tshuva Oimdim, in the place where Balei Tshuva stand, Ein Tzadikim Gemurim Yecholim Lamoy, meaning that Balei Tshuva, someone who did an Aveira and then did Tshuva for that Aveira, he is in a higher Madrega, so to speak, he is in a higher Madrega than Tzadikim. How is that? So the Talmud Devar explains, V'atam Kedepirshu, like Chazal explained, the Perek HaBa, and it's actually a Gemara Menachis, the Inyan Hay. Describes the letter hay. The letter hay is open at the bottom, and there's another opening in the top left of the hay. So the Gemara asks, discussing first the opening at the bottom of the hay, Lomihi asuya kach sadra, why it's made like a porch that is open? Shekol haroitza lotzeis me'ilama yetzei, anyone who wants to leave the world, meaning this good world that we have here, he has the right to go. He can go do aveiras. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu created such a beautiful world for us, and we can do his mitzvahs and serve Hashem, but a person is a Baal Bechir, a person can make choices, and he can choose to leave this good world and do Averis. Perish. Ha'olam Nivra Behei, Chazal tell us that the world was created with the letter Hey. Behi Baram, Behei Baram, with the letter Hey, the world was created. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bara Ha'olam Pasuach B'tzad Hara, V'hacheit l'rivacha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in such a way where ra, bid, and chet is open for a person. It's open for a person. He can go ahead and do averis. Ein sad, there's no place to turn. Shein chomer, that there's no gashmius, v'yetzah hara u'pgam. Wherever a person turns in the world, there's an opportunity to do bid. K'minach sadra, like a porch, which is so open. There are no fences. El Pirza Gedoyla is totally broken open. Prutzel, it's Sadhara, it's Sadmato. It's open to bed. It's open to a lower level of living. Kol mi sheyirza lotzeis me'ilamai, any person who wants to leave his world, his good world, he has an opportunity to do so. Kama psachim loy. Look how many openings there are for him. Lo yifne letzad sheloyimsa. There's no way, place he's going to turn to that he doesn't have opportunities for Averis. But it's still open on top. Shem Yoshev, if he wants to do tshuva and come back, Yikablu, they'll accept him. So Chazal asks, so why does he have to come back and do tshuva and go back through the top left of the hay? Just come back in the opening that he left. Let a hay look like a ches. Why does a hay have to be made like a hay? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with an ice hay with that extra opening on the top left. The person went out of this good world through the opening on the bottom. So let him come back. He did tshuva, let him come back through that same opening. That's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara answers, Loi mistayim milsa, it's not going to help. What does that mean? Says the Talmud Devar, Ratzu Bazeh Chazal explained the following, Shashav B'tshuva, a person who does tshuva, lo yastikle, it's not enough for him, she nigdar ba'ovan kegeder ha-tzadikim, it's not enough at this point that he should make the same gedarim, the same fences, the same blockage that tzadikim usually make in order not to do averis. It's not going to help that same fence. M'pnei sha-tzadikim sh'leichotu, Tzadikim who never did an Avera, they didn't taste the world of Chet. Goder ma'at yaspik alem. They just have to make a little fence. and they make a little fence, they know they're not going to go over that fence. And that's enough for them. Amdam hachoyte, someone who did an aveira. Shechotav eshav. Now he's doing tshuva. Lo yaspik lo geder ma'at. That small little fence is not enough. It's too tempting. He tasted chet, and his taivis and his desires for aveira are too strong. He's doing tshuva now, but it's not going to be enough to hold him back from doing an aveira a second time. He has to make stronger and higher fences to keep himself back. A person who likes a certain food, he knows that he's very tempted to eat it, but his doctor said he can't eat that food. It's just not good for him. So he can't just leave it in the refrigerator and expect himself every time he opens the fridge not to eat it. He has to cover it. He has to put it in a drawer, put it in a box, hide it in the back of the fridge. He has to do more than anyone else who's not interested in that food. Likewise, with this Baal Aveira, who's doing tshuva, he needs more. He needs stronger fences. That small fence, Kfar Nifras Pamachas, was once broken open. Im Yiskaru Shom, if he's going to go close to that area, but Kal Yifater Yitzroi, very easily, his Yetzer will pull him to do the Aveira again. He needs something much stronger. He has to stay further away. Therefore, he can't come back in that same opening. He has to elevate himself. And he has to squeeze into that little opening on the top left of the hay. It's not easy, but he has to do it. And if he'll elevate himself, he'll get there, and then he'll be protected. He has to pain himself. And that way, he'll be able to close up and fix up those breaches, those openings that he opened when he did the Aveira. It's for this reason, because the Baal Tshuva is in a much higher madrega, because he had to do much more in order to overcome that desire to do the Aveira. They didn't enter in the way that tzaddikim go in. They pained themselves. They went through a higher Pesach. And they pained themselves. They really had to separate themselves from Aveira more so than tzaddikim. Tzaddikim might be able to live side by side with the Aveira, but they know they won't go over that little fence. But the Baalei Tshuva, who did the Aveira, they had to elevate themselves in order to tear themselves away from the Aveira. Therefore, Lekach Olu, they're so much more elevated than the Tzaddikim. For Amdu B'Madrega Hey, that's the Madrega of the letter Hey, Heichel Chamishi Shebegan Eden, the Hainu Gaga Hey. They come through the area which is close to the roof of the hay, the gaga hay, the tzaddikim, they enter the pesach hay, but knisa sachsadra, the regular way to come in, by the porch. Who was that? Therefore, kasha ha'odim yasa tshuva, d'hainu toshuv hay el mekoyma, v'yasa ha'kadosh baruch hu shchinosei alov, and now ha'kadosh baruch hu rests his shchina on this person, because this person did tshuva, so obviously, the relationship is going to be much stronger now. Eino shav kava harishoyna bulvad, the love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for this person is even greater than it was originally. That's this midah of Yoshev Yerachameinu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will return and have mercy on us, but even more than it was before. Yosef Rachnim Liyisro, V'yisaknem V'yikarvim Yosef. We'll finish this midah in the time of Devarim.